Friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus, especially as we await the day of His coming. The prophet Zephaniah says this, "The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick darkness and clouds, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind so that they shall walk like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, you know that wild-haired, bullhorn-carrying, Bible-thumping guy on the street corner, holding the sign, shouting at the top of his lungs, "The end is near"? We kind of laugh at lunatics like that. But sometimes I wonder maybe if we don't laugh because in truth he really does make us feel uncomfortable, and most of us don't like to feel uncomfortable, and so we kind of laugh off people like that. Well, guess what? The prophet Zephaniah is that guy, minus the bullhorn. Who let him in here today? "The day of the Lord is near, near and drawing fast," he says. A day of the Lord's trumpet blast. A day of the visitation of His wrath. A day of wailing and distress and anguish and darkness and judgment, when even strong men will be wailing. But thankfully, this is the Old Testament, right? Right? This is an Old Testament reading. This day of the Lord that Zephaniah speaks about, whatever it is, that is an Old Testament day of the Lord. It's in the past. And it is true, Zephaniah did prophesy against God's Old Testament people that because of their idolatry and their wickedness, the day of the Lord would come in which Israel would receive a just sentence and verdict and would bear the full brunt of God's righteous indignation. And sure enough, history records for us exactly how that day came. In a series of Babylonian invasions in 598 and 587, it was brutal for the inhabitants of Israel and Judah and Jerusalem. Their houses were laid waste. Their goods were plundered. Their cities were left in ruins. The temple was devastated. And those who survived it all were forcibly exiled into Babylon. Just punishment after punishment. But it's all in the past. Right? We can breathe a sigh of relief and be thankful that that day of the Lord is safely tucked away in the dusty pages of the Old Testament. That's Old Testament history, right? We are New Testament people. We're looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. But I don't think we can so quickly dismiss Zephaniah. Let's read just a little bit more carefully, a little earlier in the chapter, when Zephaniah says this, "I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heaven and the fish of the sea and the rubble and the wicked. And I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord." God is going to sweep away everything from the face of the earth. Now, the Babylonians did a pretty thorough job of sweeping away everything that was in Israel when they laid waste the cities and they took all the people captive. But that was hardly everything on the face of the earth. And God will cut off mankind from the face of the earth. Not just the Israelites, but all mankind. So you see clearly God, that the prophet here is seeing something more than the immediate fate of the Israelites at the hands of the Babylonians. But interwoven with his prophecy are events that are yet to happen. Events that are still in the future. A day of wrath, a day of the Lord, not just against Jerusalem, but against all the earth. Not just against Israel, but against all mankind. A day of the Lord that will make the Babylonian attack on Jerusalem look like children playing with little toy plastic soldiers. Here's how Paul says it in Thessalonians. He says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Now, that's not the Old Testament day of the Lord. That's New Testament, folks. That's for us, New Testament people of God. The sinner must repent. The lukewarm and the complacent must wake up from their slumber. We must not show ourselves to be enemies of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must not set up gods for ourselves and live for the things of this earth, all of which are going to burn in fire on that day. We must flee to His mercy while there is still time. Christ's return, that great day of the Lord, will be the ultimate fulfillment of Zephaniah's prophecy. What happened to Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians is just a picture of what is yet to come. Now, our response to Zephaniah this morning might be to say, hey, who let that lunatic prophet in here this morning? Ushers, get him out of here! Or, we might flee to the infinite mercy of God in Christ our Lord, who is our only hope on that great day. He came to bear the full weight of human sins and its punishment. He came to heal that breach between heaven and earth and to reconcile us to our Father. He walked and lived among us, and He preached repentance and good news and the forgiveness of our sins and the kingdom of God. He was sacrificed for us, the innocent for the guilty. He was swept away from the face of this earth, and He was laid in the grave as the representative and the substitute for all of us. But after death and the grave had done their worst, they could not hold Him. He is risen. And now He reigns victoriously as the Lord of history, as the judge of the nations, and as the Redeemer of His people. We do not fear that great day of the Lord. For the day of His coming is the day of our redemption, when all of the sons of God will be revealed, as Paul says in Romans. All who believed in Christ. And the creation will be made new again. And it will be the first day of an eternity of days in the glorious kingdom of our Lord. And all of our fondest hopes in Christ will finally be fulfilled. The city of Krakow, Poland, has an unusual tradition. In the old city stands a church, the Church of St. Mary, with its two towers. Every hour, on the hour, a trumpeter blows his trumpet from the taller of the two towers out over that city, 365 days a year, every hour. He plays a mournful five-note Polish melody that is titled Hejna Mariacki. But right in the middle of the tune, right in the middle of a note, the music abruptly stops. Listen. Thank you. that's it. It just stops. That tradition goes back to the Middle Ages when, on a dark night, a watchman was walking along the fortified walls of the city of Krakow and spotted the enemy Mongol troops approaching. And so with the trumpet, he sounded the warning to alert the sleeping citizens of Krakow. But as he was playing his trumpet, sounding the warning, the legend says that an enemy arrow hit him directly in the throat and silenced his call like that. But the alarm had been sounded, and the people of Krakow awoke to defend their city. But it reminds me of something that God said through another one of his prophets, through Ezekiel. He said, "You, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. Then, if anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. But if he had taken warning, he would have saved his life." And to this day, when God's spokesmen, when God's watchmen sound the warning, whether it is Zephaniah or a pastor or a vicar or that uncomfortable voice of that guy calling out on the street through his bullhorn, when the sound of the warning is sounded, you are confronted with a stark choice. Like the Israelites, are you going to aim your arrows and your attacks at the watchmen, laugh them off, or try in some way to silence the warning so that you can continue living on in your comfortable denial of what's coming? Or, like the people of Krakow, will you wake up and heed the warning, prepare, wake up for spiritual warfare, put the talents that God has given you to use so that He will commend you on the day of His coming? Friends, will you hear the trumpet? Let us all flee to the infinite mercy of God in Christ our Lord. And let us take up on our lips the prayer of the psalmist, "You, O Lord, make your saving help my shield. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear the great coming day of the Lord. But just the opposite, we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus." Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.